This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai. Check out the Southtown Hyundai Advantage at southtownhyundai.ca.
The average person makes 12 impulse purchases a month, which seems like a lot unless there's a garage sale for me. That's where I make all of my impulse purchases. I have bags I've never opened, pictures I've never hung, bikes I've never rode.
I can be convinced very easily. All someone has to do is send me a text or a message with, you need this in your life.
Okay.
And I'll go straight to their website and buy it. I've done it so many times. Just yesterday, my sister texted me that she's been taking collagen powder. Your body stops producing collagen after the age of 30. She says, I've been putting it in her water and coffee every day for 3 weeks. Her wrists aren't sore anymore. Her knees are better. So I instantly bought it. Same thing with the humidifier last week. I bought that.
That feels like good impulse purchases, though. Like, that's for, like, your life betterment.
Mm.
There's also, like, the big lollipops that every time I walk by, I'm like, I could go for one of those. And then you get it, and three licks in, you're like, what am I going to do with this thing? It tastes gross, and it's huge.
You got to bite it.
And now it's sticky.
There was a four-year-old from Brooklyn, New York, who went viral. He loves SpongeBob so much. He must have gotten a hold of his mom's computer because he ordered $2,618 worth of SpongeBob popsicles off of Amazon, and they all got sent directly to his auntie's house. If you're wondering how many popsicles that is, it's 51 cases containing 918 popsicles. Don't those melt? Where do you store those?
Yeah, must have came from like a freezer truck.
I just think it's really cute. This four-year-old, there's a picture of him sucking on one of the popsicles, and it looks so good. Like, I need a SpongeBob popsicle.
The thing is, the fact that the parents gave him a popsicle after that mistake is probably a really hard thing to get his head wrapped around. Like, why would he not do that again? You know, like, the payoff was there. 780-784-7107. Greg says, I bought a small parcel of land in Scotland as my last impulse buy. I'm a lord now. I saw these things. I told you about
them. That went viral a couple weeks ago, or probably over a month ago now, actually.
Sponsored ad is where I saw it. And yeah, you can buy like a square foot of land in Scotland, and then you're considered a lord.
I am very surprised that that didn't get you, because usually your sponsored posts are what make you impulse buy things. You've purchased some crazy things just because Facebook's pushing it onto your timeline.
Yeah, and they rarely work out. Like the headphones for swimming... Those didn't work out real well. When I was younger, I actually wanted to buy a surfboard, and I was saving my money for that, which I'm glad I didn't make that impulse purchase. I lived in Saskatchewan. Like, what was I going to do?
It doesn't add up. No. Tanner texted in, good morning, Tanner. Thank you for listening this early on a Monday. They said, I bought a big metal decorative fish this weekend. It cost me $300. Where are you going to hang that? Above your bed?
A decorative fish. Awesome. See, I really wanted a buffalo head for my house, too. But, like, I don't hunt.
That's $3,000 for one, too, man.
They're a little bit more.
Yeah, what would you say if you had friends coming over and they'd be like, oh, a buffalo head. That's interesting. Have you ever shot a gun? Have you ever hunted?
I've shot a gun. A pellet gun. Plenty of gophers with my .22. Thank you very much.
Pellet gun.
No.
Yes.
Play 107.
At the age of 60, Chen Li suffered a stroke, which arrived without invitation or permission, is a quote that she said. And the entire right side of her body was unable to be used properly.
Wow.
And she uses her right hand for everything. She said it was really frustrating during her recovery to relearn how to do everything from like brushing her teeth to using a fork or a pen with her left hand.
Bet.
Yeah. One day she was just bored, picked up one of her grandkids' paintbrushes and started to put color on a canvas, and then came to realize she's just a natural painter.
With her left hand.
And she said she could have never done that with her right hand. And she's just free drawing these beautiful landscapes.
Really?
Yep.
It's strange that you wouldn't figure out that you are gifted with your other hand.
I broke my left wrist once in elementary and I'm left-handed. So for about, I don't know, a couple months, I had to use my right hand for things. And since then, I claim that I'm ambidextrous when really the writing's atrocious with the other hand.
Is it an ambidextrous?
I don't know. What did I say?
Ambidextrous.
Is that wrong?
I think it's ambi. I don't know, though. I just figure if you are...
Ambidextrous.
If you are...
Ambidextrous.
Yeah, ambi.
Oh, good. Cool. I've been saying that wrong since elementary.
Now, moving forward...
No wonder people look at me weird when I'm like, I'm ambidextrous. They're like, are you? Are you?
Tell me something good.
Tell us about that.
Really?
Sheep have got a bad rap this year, right? You got to feel bad for sheep constantly.
They're like, what did I do to
you? Yeah, exactly. So this story I thought I'd share, which is pretty awesome. The University of California, Davis campus, is helping out some farmers in the area that have sheep. And whether they lost their farm to fire or the drought, California's had a rough go. So they've actually fenced off the college's property. And Monday to Friday from like 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., farmers can come and bring their sheep and they'll just... eat the grass. And so not only is this helping out the sheep, but it's also great because it's just better for the environment to have sheep doing it rather than machinery.
Can I add on to your story?
Sure.
Just because of the fires that were shaking down in Parkland County, there were so many people that stepped up to go and save animals. There's one in particular that commented, I posted about the fires, Awesome Possum Ranch. They were offering free boarding to any evacuees needing pet care. They also had pet food and supplies for them and many places for people's livestock.
Awesome.
Cool, right?
Yeah.
Tell me something good.
Play 107.
The situational 7 at 7 getting a little naughty today.
Yeah, we can't do this without your help. So 780-784-7107. Today the topic is...
hookups. So the top situational hookups, just some honorable mentions that didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
The after argument hookup.
That didn't make the top 7?
It did not.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wedding hookups.
Well, you look so nice.
Yeah. So that could almost be like anytime you're dressed up hookups. Because like grad prom was pretty big deal.
Halloween, hilarious.
Hilarious.
Waking
Halloween.
Up beside someone in a costume. Yeah. Funny.
So some honorable mentions. Thank you for the suggestions there.
Yeah.
Here we go. We have the top 7 ready to go for you. Number 7, the breaking out of the friend zone hookup.
Ooh, thank you to Kyle for suggesting that one.
Number 6, the more experienced and experimental oh, yeah, when you're like, whoa, we're doing what? When I was young, like 21, I ended up having a pretty heavy makeout session with a lady I think was like 45. And I had never experienced anything. She was doing things with her tongue I had never experienced.
Ryder, we don't need the details.
Okay, okay.
But I do agree that that needs to be in the top 7.
Sure.
Because what a ride.
Number 5 on the top 7 at 7 hookups is the revenge.
Yes, Amanda was very specific when she texted in.
Mm-hmm.
She said, post-divorce hookup, by far the best. It's like your first time all over again.
See, I actually have that one fitting into a different category.
Oh, okay.
I think the revenge is like with your ex's best friend.
Got it.
Type situation. Number 4 is the out of your league hookup when you're like, what? How is this happening?
You're just in shock the entire duration.
The top 7 situational hookups. This one is cute. Number 3, after the first L-bomb. So after you say I love you for the first time with each other, that's a heavy moment, right?
That's quite cheesy, but whatever.
Okay, well, they can't all be dirty,
well,
Lisa. In the trunk.
What?
Number 2 on the top situational 7 at 7. See, this is the one I think Amanda's fits under.
Okay.
The rebound. So not necessarily revenge fueled.
But also, like, don't you think after a rebound, you're just like instantly sad?
Yeah, like when the endorphin shift, sure. There's a bit of
There's a very dark moment in
there. Unless you were happy to get out of the relationship.
Okay.
Right? Because a lot of relationships, you're like, finally, bye. And then it's not as sad.
Okay, right now we're doing the situational 7 at 7 best situational hookups.
Number 1, and I don't think this can be disputed, vacation. whether it's with your spouse, with a stranger on the beach, whatever the situation may be, with one of the employees at the resort.
Okay.
What?
Sounds personal.
It happens a lot more than you'd think.
You're right.
That's
You're
why
right.
I've been trying to get a job down in the Caribbean for years. With masks now, you can't really intimidate anybody in a bank like you used to be able to. So you really have to be dependent on your voice.
Listen, we're not advocating for this.
No, don't rob a bank. But
no.
Okay, so I'm putting my mask on. I'll start, if you don't mind.
Okay. This is just for fun. We're testing out, if you were robbing a bank, how would you intimidate everyone with your voice alone?
Do I look scary? Should I do one pistol or two?
Two.
Two pistols.
No, one.
Okay, shotgun.
There we go.
Shotgun?
Shotgun.
Okay, I got a shotgun. Pretend I got a shotgun.
Okay.
Put your hands up!
Ooh.
Was that good?
That was pretty good.
Put your hands up or get on the floor! Your choice!
Oof, no.
Oh,
you panicked.
I shouldn't give him a choice.
Well, and you're turning red like you're embarrassed, so.
Okay.
I wouldn't be scared of you at all.
Let's hit the phone lines and see if somebody can do better than that. Take it away.
Give me all your money and nobody gets hurt.
That was pretty good.
You should see my wife pissing herself laughing at that one.
Let's hear her give it a go.
Yeah, let's hear it.
She's in a giggle fit.
See, that would be the worst bank holdup ever if she came in
and just giggled beside
you. I think that would be almost more terrifying.
Pull out a gun and just start giggling at people?
Yeah, I'd be like, this woman's unhinged. We need to give her everything.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. All right, on to the next one. Nick, fire away.
All right, just let her rip.
Yeah.
Get down, put the money in the bag.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Stern.
Stern.
I liked it.
Confident.
Confident, yeah. Well done, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
Thanks.
All right, Denny promises to up the energy a bit, as I think it does need a little bit more pizzazz. Take it away.
Everybody get on the ground, face down. Don't look at me. Get out.
Okay.
Dude.
If I ever rob a bank, you're coming with me.
Yeah. Let's go. What are you doing this afternoon?
No.
What?
I'm laying sod.
Better choice. Better choice. Thank you for the call. Okay. Only one more person to go here to try this out.
Oh, come on.
It's you,
I'm
Lisa.
I'm not that scary.
Okay, so back up a bit.
Okay.
Here we go.
Put the mother money in the mother bag.
Whoa.
Right now.
No. Hey. Talking about if you could steal a TV character's name and maybe even embody some of their personality, who would you be? This after we gave a birthday shout out to Arya, who is 11 today. And I was like really pumped up because I guess that Game of Thrones came out about 10 years ago. So that she's not even named after the show. But you're going to put that argument to rest. What's up?
You got to remember the books have been out for the last 25 years.
Oh,
she could have been named after one of the books.
Is her name Arya in the book?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's probably where they got it. I forgot people read.
But if I was going to name my kid anything, and I know my fiance would hate this, but you got to go with a Transformers name, like Optimus Prime.
Yeah, that kid wouldn't get picked on at all.
Optimus Prime, that's hardcore,
yeah,
Ryder.
No, I was serious.
Ashley texted in saying Kim Possible for sure, and then she quoted Kim Possible. Call me, beep me if you want to reach me.
Awesome.
Love that. I feel like our boss would go with Victor. Our boss is like the biggest Young and the Restless fan.
Yeah, like, but low-key.
Oh, low-key. Well, kind of low-key. Like, sometimes he'll tweet the actors on Twitter, and I'm
so
like, does
really
he know? I'm like, does he know we can see this?
I would go with, I like tough guys with beards in shows.
Okay.
So from Yellowstone, Rip.
Ooh, Rip is, I bet that name will become popular because Yellowstone took off.
Yeah, it's, and that's a cool name.
And so, we got some texts about Jax from Sons of Anarchy.
Sure, but I'd rather go with Opie. That's my other suggestion from Sons. So Opie or Rip would be my name.
Opie. What about them together?
Opie Rip. Rip Opie. Rip Opie.
Rip open. But there's so many young kids named Jackson, and I do think that stemmed from Sons of Anarchy.
For sure.
I've always really liked the name Donna. And most characters named Donna I really like as well. That 70s show, Suits.
But you'd have to dye your hair red to embrace your true Donna and rock the cleave a bit.
I was also going to look up, I was like, oh, a show I really liked was Phoebe Waller-Bridge's Fleabag. And then I was like, what's her character's name? I looked up her name, her actual name in that show is never mentioned.
Really?
Her character does not have a name in Fleabag.
That is a terrific show.
It's so good.
780-784-7107 if you want to jump in on this. Ooh, this one's good. Quinn from Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Is that Harley Quinn?
What? No.
What's Medicine Woman?
Dr. Quinn. Oh, you uncultured swan.
That's not the correct term.
It's not?
No.
Oh, yeah, I was confused when I started to
I would love to be a swan. What is Dr. Medicine Man?
No, Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman was like a Canadian TV show classic in the 90s.
Okay.
Shout out to all the dads last night who thought they'd do something nice and arrange takeout.
You know, I'm sure there were kids that were doing it too, sending food to their mother for Mother's Day, whatever it was.
Or, delivery, because I tried to order food last night at 6 o'clock.
Huge fail.
2 hours and 10 minutes. I didn't get dinner until like 8:15 p.m. And that's normally like my bedtime on Sunday nights. So I'm eating a chicken hunan, a noodle bowl at 8:15, 5 minutes before bed last night.
It's really fascinating how it can completely throw off your next day. Yeah. Like your bathroom breaks are off. They're off schedule.
You know me too well.
I do. I was like, this is not usually the time that you're out of the studio. What's going on? You're like, I didn't eat till 8:30 last night.
But I'm sure the main reason of that is all the dads that are like, you know what? Dinner's on me tonight.
I'm going to order you your favorite dish.
How many angry moms who wanted to like relax, watch some TV, put the kids to bed.
More like hangry. They were hangry.
Or all of a sudden feeding their kids at 8:30 p.m.
Ryder and Lisa.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai.
Play